Hi students, you're listening to the Victory Mentor East Youth Podcast. We hope that this message brings encouragement to your life. To hear more audio messages like these, log on to victorymetroeast.org. Now here's your message.
Anyway, good evening everyone. Maligayang araw ng mga puso sa inyo. Ay, by the way, tomorrow kasi 14, di ba? So kung mga mag-boyfriend, mag-girlfriend kayo, tandaan nyo, Friday the 13 ngayon. Baka pwede pa maghiwalay. Malasin eh, no? Hindi, joke lang, joke lang. Anyway, gusto ko lang batiin lahat ng mga nagmamahalan ngayon. Okay, sa lahat ng mga nagmamahalan ngayon, syempre, yung LRT, pasahe sa LRT, tuition fee, gasolina, nagmamahalan yung mga yan eh. Gusto kong batiin yung mga yan. Okay? Anyway, again, this is our second week of our series and we entitled that thing called Forever. Okay? Nasa likod natin, that thing called Tadhana. But I'm not gonna speak today, but a very powerful preacher. In fact, she's a preaching machine. If you were here last year during our Crazy Love series, natatandaan nyo ba si Miss Faithy Santiago? Ayun, no? Hindi siya magpipreach sa atin ngayon. Pero kapatid niya ang magpipreach this night. And you know, I met this young lady first time. Actually, this is our second time we met. And the first time we met, yung na-invite din ako sa church nila. I spoke about manhood and womanhood. And really, when I saw her preaching, when I saw her speaking, praying, as in talaga, naramdaman ko talaga, grabe. Lord, parang nakukondem ako sa faith ko. Parang nanliliit ako sa mga pinagsasasabi ko. Okay, but right now, we're gonna welcome her. She's 23 years old. 23 years old, graduated from St. Paul and finished mass communication. Talagang ano to, powerful to. And of course, she's a leader of their young professionals there sa History Makers. And right now, again, I want every one of us to prepare our hearts for God's Word. I'm telling you, baka mamaya, humawa kayo mabuti sa mga upuan nyo, baka magsilaglagan kayo mamaya. So why don't we all welcome, a victory welcome to Miss Jamie Kineth Santiago. Can you call on Kineth? Mahina, isa pa.
Woo! Come on, we're going to stand up. Everyone, stand up. And I want you to greet three persons. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you look great tonight or today. You look great! You look blessed. Ang bango-bango mo ngayon. At parang handang-handa ka na bukas. Alright. Sino pong excited na excited for today? Today na, tonight po ba ngayon? Tonight na ba? Yes, tonight na. Come on, let's pray. Lord God, thank you God for this wonderful time. We are so excited, Lord God, sa gagawin mo. Open our hearts, open our ears, open our minds, Lord God. Penetrate us, Lord God. The word is penetrate us, God. I believe, Lord God, na hindi kami lalabas sa church na ito, Lord God, never the same. And I pray, Lord God, talaga, every one of us, we're going to be changed by your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, and everybody say, amen! Amen. Pwede ka na umupo. Before we start, hi! Okay, so let me introduce to you first my family. Okay, so, yan, okay. This is Bishop Manny Santiago. He is a pastor. Yan. And then my mom is also a pastor. This is Pastora Faithy. Kilala niyo naman siya. She is now the pastor of HMU Belt. Next slide. Okay, that is me. Hi, okay. And then, yung bunso namin kapatid yan, siya naman ang nagpa-pastor ng History Makers Youth sa QC. And then last is, Ate Lovely is now pastoring our young professionals together with me. Palakpakan natin si God. I believe that this is the result of waiting and putting God in the center of relationship. Amen. I am not here to boast about my family, but I am here to boast about God doing in our life. Amen. And I believe that this will happen to your future families. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, mangyayari sa iyan. mangyayari sa'yo yan. Parang ayaw, ah. Mangyayari sa'yo yan. Whew. Okay. So let's start. So alam niyo na, yung family ko, lahat sila pastor. Ako lang ata ang hindi. Eh, joke lang. Okay. So let's start. Are you excited for tonight? Get your notebooks, get your Bibles if you have. Let's make history. Let's write down histories. So question, have you ever experienced, nasa mall kayo ngayon, no? Wanting a specific dress or what? Get up for a specific or special date or event of your life. Diba? Pagpunta mo sa mall, gustong-gusto mo yung damit na yan, and then sabi mo, bibilhin ko yan. Kaya lang pagkakita mo sa bulsa mo, wala kang pera. Okay? So sabi mo, okay, sige, hindi ko muna bibilhin yan, but soon I will. Okay, babalikan kita. Okay? So as time goes by, same scenario, same time, same date, same area. Pagbalik mo doon, yung damit ng gustong-gusto mo para sa certain date or event, it's all gone. Ano mararamdaman mo? You feel like crying and walling and painting na parang, sana binili ko na lang. Are you here? And then inikot mo yung buong mall. Diba? Inalog mo si sales lady. Sure ko ba na wala na? Diba? Sige na, tatak-tak pa kita. Baka na dyan ka pa. Diba? And then pag ikot mo sa buong mall, pagod ka na, pag uwi mo, and then you decided to go home. Along the way, pagkakita mo, nakakita ka ng tiyangge o ng ukay-ukay, andun lang pala siya. Iba talaga pag nakita mo na yung the one. Naman, diyan ka talaga magaling. Pag mga dawan na. Iba talaga pag nakita mo na at nakuha mo na yung pinakahinihintay ng buhay mo. Are you here? Iba talaga when finally you got the one at sabi mo, she's the one or he's the one. Amen. Parang katulad ng kantang ito. Diba? Holding hands while walking. Tapos, titigan. Tapos medyo kirat-kirat ka pa. Medyo iwalay pa yung mata mo. Diba? Tapos sabi mo, I hold you in my arms, pero isa lang ang arms mo. Palakpakan natin yung kanta. Yung kanta talaga. Iba talaga when finally you meet the one. Iba pag nasabi mo na one day, perfect time, perfect date, perfect person, sasabihin mo, oh Lord, she's or he's the one. Amen. Sino rito excited na to meet his or her the one tonight? Come on, say whoa! Kamalakas mo, say whoa! Whoa! Alam mo ba na lahat tayo may the one? Alam nyo ba na lahat tayo destined for the one? And alam mo ba na meron kang the one that will complete you for the rest of your life? Alam mo ba na may word na forever sa buhay mo? Alam mo, totoo lang, ang dami kasing cute boys and cute boys around, di ba? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, oh, hindi yan yon. Pero mamaya, tingnan mo ulit. Oh, nag-a-assume, di ba? Ang dami kasing cute boys and pretty girls, you know? Pero hindi eh, di ba? Kahit maraming pretty girls and, you know, pretty boys, and handsome boys, di ba? Na nakikita mo, sabi mo, hindi eh. You are really waiting for that perfect moment wherein you will finally say, she's the one. Or he's the one. Kinikilig ko din. Kinikilig din ako. Ang tanong natin, mga youth. Ako youth na, di ba? 23 lang ako, youth. Di ba? Mukhang youth naman ako. Di ba? Ang tanong nating mga youth is this, Lord, bakit ang tagal niyang dumating? Yan. Pangalawang tanong mo is this, Lord? Sino kaya ang para sa akin? Lahat na nakikita mo, potential boyfriend at potential girlfriend. No! Hindi lahat ng nakikita mo, potential boyfriend at potential girlfriend. Minsan, potential sisters sila. At ang pangatlo mong tanong is this, Lord, siya na ba? Siya na ba? Siya na ba, Lord? At kung hindi siya, Lord, sige na siya na, Lord. And sometimes, these three questions make us crazy. Amen. Are you excited to meet you're the one? Come on, come on, come on. Are you excited to know you're the one? Come on, come on, come on. If you are looking for the one, I have three things for you. Number one, I want you to know Jesus is the one. If you are looking for the one, I want you to know this, that Jesus is the one. Come on, sabi mo sa likuran mo, Jesus is the one. Kala mo, ha? Hindi, you are the one. Jesus is the one. We need to love the one to find the one. Are you getting the point? Again, we need to love the one to find the one, our future. Are you here? Ang tanong natin is this, Lord, may forever ba talaga? Lord, may forever ba talaga? Well, Pastor Jeff preached that last week. But the answer is yes. Amen. Because why? There is what you called forever. Because Jesus are the one is an eternal God. And that eternal God can give us that eternal love. That's why may forever. Kaya po may forever. Bakit? Hindi ako galit. Nagpapaliwanag lang. You know, we have the tendency kasi of chasing our so-called the one. Diba? Siya na yun. Promise, siya na talaga. Diba? And end up hurt because we forget to seek the real one. Again, we have the tendency kasi of chasing our so-called the one and end up hurt because we forget to seek the real one. Good news po, Jesus is the one. May order po ang mga bagay-bagay. Ang pag-toothbrush, may order, tama? Hindi ka pwede nag-toothbrush kasi walang toothpaste, di ba? Gulo. Di ba? Ang pagkain, hindi mo pwede busog ka na, hindi ka pa kumakain. May order po siya. Tama? Ang pagsakay sa LRT, hindi ka pwede nakapunta ka na sa recto, hindi ka pa nakakasakay. Kaya nakasakay ka na, wala ka pang bayad. Ang gulo. Di ba? Or sa sinehan, sinabi mo, ang ganda, ang ganda. Napanood mo na ba? Hindi pa eh. I want you to know that may order po ang lahat ng bagay. Even po sa love. May order din. It says in Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 to 39, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And this is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like this. Love your neighbor as yourself. I want you to know this, that loving the Lord goes first. It is our first priority. Jesus wants to be the first in your life. Jesus is supposed to be the first. And we must love Him first before anything else. Because why? Tanong mo sa akin, why? Sabi mo sa akin, bakit? Bakit? Because without Jesus in the first place, what comes next will never work. So if you are looking for the one, if you have this desire to meet the one, you must embrace this. Jesus is the one. He is the only one that you should love with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And He is the what? He is the love of your life, the lover of your soul, the one who will complete you, will satisfy you for the rest of your life. No one else but Jesus. Can you say, pwede ba natin isigaw yung pangalan ni Jesus? Come on. Come on, sabi mo, Jesus. Jesus. Come on. Lakasan mo. Jesus. There is something about that name. There is something about that name. Are you here? Na pag sinabi mo siya, nababago ka. Na pag tinanggap mo siya, nababago ka. He has this eternal love that once you accept it, maniwala kayo sa akin, there's forever. If you want to get the most of your life, you should love God first. There is this phrase, no, na sobrang nag-impact sa akin when my mentor, my sister Fatie, told me, sabi niya sa akin, you know, Kenneth, no man will ever complete you, only God. You hear? Let's face it. Kahit po humanap ka ng pagmamahal, you know, sa ibang tao o kani-kanino man, maniwala po kayo sa akin, hindi nila mapupunan ang pangangailangan mo because only Jesus can give you that unconditional and that undying love. Are you here? If you put loving Jesus in the right place as your first priority, then that's the only time that you will be successful in loving others. Sabi mo, Lord, bakit ganun? Bakit parati na lang fail yung relationship? Bakit naman ganun? Parati na lang ako nasasaktan. Kasi nga, unang-una, hindi ka pa marunong mahalin ang Diyos ng totoo. Sabi ni Lord, nak, unahin mo muna ako, mahalin mo ako ng totoo. At pag nagmahal ka na lang ng ibang tao, suwabe na lang. Are you here? Palakpakan natin si God. 1 John chapter 4:19, sabi niya, we love because He loved us first. Without experiencing how to love God or how to have a relationship with God and how to love by God, we cannot share the same kind of love with others. If we make Jesus our number one priority, then other things will easily fall and be in its right place. Seek God. Sabi sa Matthew 6:33, seek first, come on, God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, all. Sabi mo sa likuran mo, all. God wants to fill your life. God wants to fill your life with what? With complete happiness. But all these things thou will make you happy once you seek God first. Sabi niya, you must worship no other gods beside the Lord. For He is what? He is a jealous God and He is passionately in love with you. Hindi po sinabi sa Bible na seek your boyfriend first or seek your girlfriend first and everything will be given to you. Are you here? Hindi din sinabi sa Bible na seek your career first, seek your charva-charva first, and everything will be given to you. Are you here? Sabi ni Lord, seek God first, and everything will be given to you. God wants to be the first in your life. He is not selfish. He is never selfish. He just wants the best for you. And seeking Him first is the key for that all, as in everything, to be given to you. Amen. So how will you make Jesus your number one or you're the one? Number one is this. Invest in your relationship with God. Diba? Invest in your relationship with God. Have this season in your life. Are you still here? Yes. Have this season in your life wherein you are determined to date only Jesus. You know, ngayon po, single ako and I am enjoying my life. I am so happy. Araw-araw, kinikilig ako. Hindi ko alam bakit ako kinikilig. Wala naman nanliligaw sa akin. Wala naman nagsasabi sa akin ng, hi, I love you, di ba? Gusto ko man. Sinasabihin ko yung sarili ko, I love you too. Di ba? But you know what? Being single is, for me, is the best season of my life. Are you here? Just imagine, half of your life you're going to spend it to what? To your what? To marriage, right? Just imagine, tapos yung half pa ng buhay mo, isi-spend mo pa sa relationship. Sabi ko, Lord, single ako. Minsan lang ako magiging single. I want to make the most of my life. I want to preach the gospel. I want to go to any places, any campuses, any corporate places to share the gospel. I am in the best season of your life. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. You are in the best season of your life, youth. You are in the best season of your life. You have to seize the moment. Minsan ka lang magiging single. Minsan ka lang magiging bata. Minsan ka lang mag-aaral. Alam mo ba, next year, gagraduate ka na. You have to seize the moment. Habang single kayo, spend time with God. Let God pursue you every day. Pangitiin mo si Lord. Hayaan mong pangitiin ka din niya. Magkiligan kayong dalawa. Magkilitian kayong dalawa. Hayaan mong gawin ni Lord sa iyo yan. Because why? Being single, for me, is the best season of my life. And I want you to know this, mangyayari din sa iyo yan. Palakpakan natin si God. So number one is this. Number one, Jesus is the one. Again, number one, Jesus is the one. Number two, preserve yourself for the one that Jesus wants you to love forever. Preserve yourself for the one that Jesus wants you to love forever. Start loving him or her now through making this your mindset while you are waiting for him or her to come. Sabi ni Lord, number two is this, preserve yourself for the one that Jesus wants you to love forever. Ito po, meron po ako dito mga pang forever lines. Gusto niyo ba makarinig ng mga pang forever lines? Sabi ni Lord, di ba, may forever. And sana in the future, when you learn how to wait at the right time, one day, perfect time, someone will say this to you. Are you excited? Number one is this. I love you. That I will never look at any man or woman lustfully. My eyes are only reserved for you. Number one pa lang, kinikilig na ako. Sino rito gusto sabihan yan? Make Jesus your the one. I love you. That I will never be intimate with someone else. I will only be intimate with you and my God. I love you. That I will never ask you to compromise. I promise that I will never do anything to hurt your reputation. And I will never push you sexually. I will never ask you to do anything or something outside God's will. I love you that I won't hurt your relationship with God. And I won't do anything to damage your relationship with Him, with God. And I'll help you grow closer to Him instead. I love you that I will wait for you and I will devote myself to you in marriage. Palakpakan natin si God. Palakpakan natin si God. Number two is this, preserve yourself to the one that Jesus, not you, that Jesus will let you what? That Jesus wants you to love forever. Sabi ni Lord, no, preserve mo naman yung sarili mo. Hindi yung pag-marriage na, di ba, kulang-kulang na lang. Or yung tira-tira na lang. Sana, pag dumating yung perfect time, yung God's best, sasabihin mo, hey, thank God. Because I preserved myself only for you. Preserve yourself. Youth, huwag tayo sumabay sa mundo. Huwag tayo sumabay sa mundo, sa sinasabi ng mundo. Hindi porket single ka, baduy ka. Hindi porket wala kang kadate sa Valentine's is what, ang baduy mo. Sabihin mo sa kanila, alam mo ba, na ang astig ngayon is pag may Jesus ka sa puso mo. Astig ka! Astig ka! Because why, you have Jesus in your heart. You have Jesus in your life. Preserve yourself. Hindi ka na rin nakikita sa dilim. Usually, di ba? Bakit? Ibig sabihin, ang dilim kasi, no? Patay natin ilaw. Hindi ka na nakikita sa dilim. Meaning, hindi ka pumapayag na what? Sa sinehan, dalawa lang kayo ng lalaki or opposite sex. Di ba? pupunta kayo sa isang kwarto lang na kayong dalawa lang. Come on. Preserve yourself. May standard. Let's have a standard in our life. Hindi lang tayo, hindi tayo bagay na tinetext lang ng lalaki. Uy, sagutin mo na ako. Text? Nanliligaw ka sa text? Tapos, di ba? Tapos, ang gagawin mo pa is this, sasabihin mo pa, di ba yung mga lalaki dyan, yung mga pakuya, pa-best friend? Tara, ingatan kita, di ba? Pakuya, pa-best friend. Si mga girls naman, pa-bebe, yeah. Hey, youth, preserve yourself to the one that Jesus wants you to love forever. Yung puso mo bagay yan sa isang tao na bibigay ng Diyos sa'yo at the right time. You know this heart, sabi ko sa inyo, when you give yourself to so many people, sige, sagutin na kita, bibigay mo yung puso mo, tama. Tapos pag nasaktan ka, iniwan ka niya, mabibigay mo yung puso mo. And then nag-move on ka, okay na, okay lang. 2 weeks, okay na yon. At least nagtagal. Okay, so, pwede magsalita? Okay. So, after 2 weeks, move on ka. Sige, may nanligo sa'yo. Yung isa, MVP, no? So, ngayon naman, medyo nerd. Talagang malaki yung salamin. Sabi mo, talaga, mahal mo ako? Oo, mahal kita. Sige, tayo na. And then what happened to your heart? Bibigay mo na naman yung peace ng puso mo, tama? Bigay ko sa'yo. Sabi mo, hindi, okay lang ako, kaya ko. Mag-move on ako. Magaling naman ako, matalino naman ako. Nag-church naman ako, etc., etc. And then there is this man, another man, sabi sa'yo, mahal kita. Ano itsura mo? Hindi ko rin alam. Blanco. Sige, mahal din kita. Bibigay ko sa'yo yung parte ng puso ko. Just imagine, what if the right time comes? What if nandiyan na yung right person at the right time? Ano na lang kayang parte ng puso mo ang bibigay mo sa kanya? God is telling us na, you preserve yourself. Astig ka pag may Jesus ka. Huwag ka sumabay. Dapat hindi ka nakikita o umaalis ng kayo lang dalawa with opposite sex, di ba? Magkaroon ka ng standard. Hindi ka na rin nagpapaligaw sa text o nanliligaw sa text. Di ba? Ang laban sa Christian life is palinisan. Hindi pagwapuhan. Hindi paastigan. Hindi kung ano na yung achievements mo. Pwede po sila. But alam nyo po that the very standard of Christian life is holiness. You have to preserve yourself for the one that God wants you to love for the rest of your life. Amen. Number 3 and the last. I'm done. Number 3 is this. And let the one bring you to your second one. Let the one, Jesus Christ, bring you to your second one. Hindi ba nakakakilig na pag si Jesus mismo ang naghatid sa'yo, sa lalaki o sa babaeng para sa'yo talaga. Jesus will bring you to your second one, the love of your life, the person you will marry and accompany for the rest of your life. When you allow God to choose your second one, maniwala kayo sa akin, that will be perfect. May mga ugali na kailangan pang ayusin, pero maniwala kayo sa akin, magiging match yun. He or she will just be so fit for you and so perfect for you. That will be a match made from heaven. Let the one bring you to your second one. Wait at the right time. Kung season mo mag-aral, mag-aral ka mabuti. Ako, kung season ko magtrabaho, magtatrabaho ko mabuti. Kung season ko na mag-girlfriend, edi tindihan mo, di ba? season mo magpakasal, tindihan mo. Hindi yung nag-aaral ka tapos, di ba, manganganak ka. Di ba? Hello? Di ba? Kung kailan dapat may asawa ka na, saka ka nagdodota, bakit binabaliktad mo yung season mo? You have to think, you have to know that you have a perfect season of your life, in your life. Kasi sabi ni Lord sa atin is this, na huwag mong baliktarin yung season. Huwag mong pangunahan si the one kay second one. He knows the best. He knows best. Trust in Him. Palakpakan natin si God. Number one. Come on, number one. Jesus is the one. Number two. God wants you to love forever. Number two, let the one bring you to your second one. And number three, preserve yourself for the one that Jesus wants you to love forever. Tatayo tayo lahat. Stand up. I want you to close your eyes. So kung muna pansinin yung katabi mo, let God minister to you. And I just want you to feel the love of God tonight. Come on, feel the love of God tonight. Feel the love of God. He is embracing you. Some of you, pumasok ka sa church na ito, you are wounded. Some of you, you are in pain. Some of you are still dwelling in the past. May mga nakaraan ka, na nahihirapan ka, na makalimutan, kasi sobrang sakit. But let the love of God just overflow in your life tonight. He is more than enough. He is your lover, your friend, your everything. He is the one who will lead you to your forever, because He is forever. Just make Him your number one today. Come on, I want you to decide tonight. Lord, I want you to be my number one. I want you to be, Lord God, my the one. Trust in Him. He knows best. He knows what's best for your life. Come on. God is healing your heart for every wounds, pains, and past. Let's pray. Lord, give us a new heart tonight. Alam ko, maraming pinagdaanan yung puso namin. Umiyak na to, nasaktan. Nahihirapan mag-move on. May mga bagay na andito pa din sa puso namin na dapat wala na siya dito. God is telling you, Nak, I am here waiting for you. I am here, your lover, your friend, and I'm gonna heal you. Some of us entered, you know, in this church wounded, afraid, feel worthless, still living in the past. I pray for healing of hearts tonight. Don't you know that God is the best surgeon? And He is healing your heart now. Come on. Feel that God is holding your heart. He is embracing your heart. And He is telling you, Nak, aalagaan ko yung puso mo. Mahal ko yung puso mo, mahal kita. Aalagaan kita, aalagaan ko yan. Magpatawad ka, patawarin mo yung sarili mo. Patawarin mo rin yung mga tao na kasakit sa'yo. Forgive, forgive, forgive. And make Him your number one starting tonight. Lord, thank you for a new heart. Come on, receive a new heart. Receive a new mind. Receive a new soul that comes from the Lord. Lord, thank you for this wonderful time. I believe, Lord God, na may ginawa ka na sa buhay namin. I believe, Lord God, na may ginawa ka na sa puso namin. We are never the same, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for your spirit to just saturate us. Hindi na kami katulad ng dati. Hindi na rin kami mamumuhay sa nakaraan. Starting today, we're going to move forward, move ahead, and just serve you for the rest of our lives. Lord, thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen.